Hello, everyone, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and our special guest on today's broadcast, Andrew Farley. This is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Davis, and if you'll keep listening, you'll hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day and how the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question, or if you're facing some troublesome issue you'd like to talk it through, call now, 1-800-677-9377. And that's 1-800-677-9377. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. You found it. It's Basic Gospel. And now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. As you mentioned at the top of the hour, we do have a special guest joining us today, Andrew Farley. Andrew is the co-author of the book, The Hurt and the Healer, the book that we have been offering this month on Basic Gospel. Andrew was with us and has been with us on numerous occasions. He's a member of our board of directors. He's the pastor of Ecclesia Church in Lubbock, Texas. He is a linguist professor at Texas Tech University. He also is the president of Operation 220, a ministry of a number of ministries that are connected together.
And all these are the reasons we call him a special guest rather than just a guest.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Okay. So, Andrew, what do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, well, as we were talking about, I love to wakeboard. I love to stand sideways on anything. I like golf. I like wakeboarding, snowboarding, sideways sports.
There you go. I like that. Well, Andrew, as always, we just love having you here and with us, and you're just so much a part of what we do, and we appreciate your time, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me on, Bob. It's great to be with you guys, and been listening for years, and now I'm serving and helping out, and it's just great to be a guest today.
Well, thank you for joining us, and you know, I use that word guest, and I, you know, when it came out of my mouth and said, well, Andrew's not a guest, he's one of us.
That's right.
let's just erase that word from our vocabulary. But to our listeners, you are hearing Andrew Farley. As I said, he's the co-author of the book, The Hurt and the Healer. You co-authored this book with Bart Millard, and apparently you had quite an impact in his life after he read your book, The Naked Gospel. Tell us, refresh some of our listeners' memories as to how he connected with you, you connected, and how this book project came into being.
Yeah, you know, we really share a lot in common, Bart and I. We both lost our fathers at an early age, and, you know, he read my book, The Naked Gospel, and it really ministered to him where he was at. I think he would tell anyone that, you know, he just spent so many years not play acting, but pretty close. I mean, he had his salvation. He knew Jesus Christ for his final destination. But in the meantime, there was just a lot of performance to try to earn points with God, essentially, and stay close and all that. And that was what my story was. I mean, just trying as hard as I could to get God to like me. I knew he would accept me in the end, but I wanted him to like me. I wanted him to like me a lot. So, you know, I tell this story in The Naked Gospel, and Bart read it, and it really reached him where he was at. So we connected on Twitter and became friends and decided that we needed to do a project together. And that's what this book is, The Hurt and the Healer. And now he is going around the country and sharing this gospel, this new covenant message that you, Bob Christopher, and all of you, the team there at Basic Gospel, you've been proclaiming it all along now for a few decades.
Well, yes, indeed. And as our friend John Lynch calls it, it's the original good news. And we've covered that over, and we've hidden it, you know, out of sight. And yet God keeps, you know, making it reappear in various ways. And he's done so, you know, ever since the time of Christ. And those who grab hold of it, you know, their lives are changed permanently. It's a permanent cure to all the things that were ailing them before. Mm-hmm. So we talk about healing, and, you know, that's something that we're all interested in. But we don't really know what true spiritual healing is, do we, Andrew?
Yeah, you know, it's like we have our ticket to heaven, and we've looked to Jesus and his blood to wash us eternally. But then we turn right around and we find ourselves wallowing in guilt, feeling dirty and distant. And, you know, sometimes we rush out to get help elsewhere, not even looking to the body of Christ or not even looking to the gospel message for help. And, you know, what we're talking about in this book is that there's no better place to go. There's really only one place to go, and that is straight to Jesus Christ and ask him how it is that what he did on that cross and what he did through that resurrection can actually impact our emotional state, our mental state, our thinking and our feeling. If he is the God of the universe, well, then he has the market cornered on these answers, and it's really is no better place to go.
Absolutely. Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Basic Gospel. My name's Bob Christopher, sitting here with Bob Davis, Richard Pfeiffer, and on the line with us is Andrew Farley. If you would like to call in today, we would certainly welcome your questions, 1-800-677-9377. Maybe you've received a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. You've read through some of it. Some questions may be lingering in your mind. Today's a great opportunity to ask the author, Andrew Farley. So join us today, 1-800-677-9377. This book has been on the market now for a little over a month. What are some of the early responses that you have received? What are people saying to you who have read this book?
Well, you can go online to Amazon and see some of the reviews there. Those in and of themselves have been really encouraging to me. I mean, just to see people saying, you know, I've never read anything like this, or this is the clearest book ever that they'd read on the New Covenant, you know. Or just saying, you know, what they're going through and then how this book has reached them right where they were at. And so then, you know, I'm getting emails from pastors, from youth pastors who are saying, you know, this book is simple enough that I can give it to young people, teenagers who are going through identity crises. They're going through, you know, they've grown up in broken homes. They experience that broken heart, perhaps, when someone deserts them, and they don't really know, how to find healing. And so we're getting good feedback. I mean, people are being impacted personally, and that's really a testimony, to the power of Scripture and the power of Jesus to actually change lives as he said he would.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we use the word gospel, we use the word good news, we use the word grace, and those are wonderful, powerful words, but, you know, they've been so watered down, I think, in Christian circles today that we're really not sure exactly what those words mean. And what I like about this book is that it gives some practical handles to those very words. I mean, it shows in detail, you know, what grace is. It shows us in detail, you know, how that impacts us as far as a new identity. And it also really, I think, connects some dots, you know, in the Word of God. We have an old covenant. We have a new covenant. We look at our Bibles. We see there's an Old Testament. We see there's a New Testament. And you know, there's got to be significance to that, but we really don't know what it is. And I think this book, you guys do a marvelous job of really connecting those dots to show us where we live. And as a matter of fact, you know, you're not very good at spelling, Andrew. You know, God spells healing, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T. But what you're really referring to there is the new covenant message of forgiveness, freedom, and identity. And, mm-hmm. and I think that just really helps a person grab hold of what this grace is all about. It's not just, you know, that some vague concept that, you know, the Bible presents. He gives some very practical answers to what grace is and how it's lived out in our day-to-day experience. And New Covenant is one of those words that he ties grace to, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, grace is just kind of a buzzword in the Christian world. We can hear messages about grace left, right, and center, but you know, to me, grace needs a face in order to make any sense. And so what we're saying is that grace is Jesus Christ in his death, his burial, his resurrection. And, you know, we need a black and white accounting, really, we humans. Otherwise, we become victims of the accuser and we simply wallow in some sort of middle ground state, believing that we're half forgiven but still need to ask, or half free from the law but still need the 10, or have a half new identity but still have the old self beating us up. Or, you know, it's like we settle in a middle ground. And what the new covenant does for us is it explains grace in concrete black and white terms that no one can deny once they're really exposed to it. You know, we're totally forgiven of all our sins. We're freed from the law completely because Jesus is enough. And we have a new identity, not a mixed identity. And these are the sort of truths that become like an intravenous shot of God's grace. And that's what the Hurt and the Healer is all about.
It's by Andrew Farley and Bart Millard. And if you'd like to get a copy, we have one for you for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. And as a matter of fact, we've been doing this for the month of September, and lots of our listeners, Bob, Richard, and Andrew, have requested a copy of it. And friends, we hope you will too. Simply go online to basicgospel.net to request your copy and make your gift a gift of any amount. And The Hurt and the Healer by Andrew Farley and Bart Millard will be on the way to you. Or you can call during Central Time office hours and request your copy at 1-800-727-2828. Again, during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer by Andrew Farley and Bart Millard, yours right now for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Open lines at 1-800-677-9377. Time on the clock, and we'd love to hear from you. Let you pose your question to us. And so again, 1-800-677-9377. Lines available right now.
Well, Andrew, you talk about this new covenant, and there's a passage in Hebrews. It's just a passage that is taken from the Old Testament. The writer of Hebrews brings into his letter, and he says, "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and will with the house of Judah." Has that time come? Has this new covenant gone into effect? And if so, when did that happen?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that we open our Bibles, we crack them open to Matthew 1, and then we look back one page and it says the New Testament there, or the New Covenant, which is the same word as Testament. And yet, really, the New Testament doesn't begin in Matthew 1, at least the New Covenant era, that time period, doesn't start with baby Jesus in a manger. It starts with Jesus Christ hanging on a cross. As Hebrews tells us, a covenant doesn't go into effect without blood. And so God's blood economy is what we need to be acquainted with. The old covenant started when Moses sprinkled blood everywhere, and the new covenant starts when Jesus's blood was shed on Calvary. And so, this is a really big deal because it helps me understand I've got something better on this side of the cross. You know, David was saying, please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. And Samson experienced the Holy Spirit coming and going. And we have something solid, unshakable, unbreakable, the constant presence of this God who loves us.
And so at the cross, something changed. I like to call that the place of change. The old covenant was fulfilled, in every detail by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then he ushers in a new covenant. And in our lives, there is that place of change as well. When we're born into this world, are we under old covenant or new covenant?
Yeah, well, you know, when we're born into this world, we're born under the condemnation of the law. And, we might not even know Moses from a hole in the wall. We can't recite the Ten Commandments, perhaps. But still, this freedom from the law, it happens in Christ. And so that's why the Bible tells us various ways that the law is a tool. It's a tool still. It's in effect as a tool to show the unbeliever their spiritual status. And so it shows them, hey, I've got a problem. I've got a hole in the center of my being where Jesus Christ needs to come and live. And he's not there yet. And that's why I'm experiencing sin and death. And so the law shows me that, but it doesn't give me any answers. Jesus is the answer. So I turn away from the law, and then I turn toward Jesus Christ. And then the last thing I want to do is go back to the law. That makes no sense after I have Jesus.
Right. But many people do. And that's where a lot of their pain and their turmoil and their emotional angst comes into play, is they're trying to satisfy an angry God or appease an angry God through all of their efforts. And yet they still stumble. They still fall. Life becomes frustrating. It becomes one huge struggle. And eventually they just want to throw up their hands and give up. And the reason is because they're walking down the wrong path. They're trying to live a new life in an old covenant suit, and it just doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, it's like we're barking up the wrong tree. Back in the Garden of Eden, there were a couple of trees there, and you know, it's like we've now, as Christians, we've found the tree of life in Christ Jesus, but then we go and start barking up the wrong tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, got to be good, got to avoid evil, got to try my best to be good. You know, the law tree, so to speak. And so, you know, there's not a single branch on that tree that's going to cause us to enjoy any fruit. And we can look up that tree and hang on that tree and try to grasp on tightly to that tree, but there's no life there. And so, you know, we discover that once at salvation. Then we spend the rest of our lives revisiting the issue, realizing self-effort gets us nothing. Jesus said it himself, apart from me, you can expect zero.
That's pretty sobering, isn't it?
It's humbling, yeah.
Yes, indeed. 1-800-677-9377 is the number. If you would like to ask Andrew a question on today's program, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. Richard, you spent a lot of time trying to live up to the righteous requirements of the law. What did that do internally to you? You look good on the outside, but what was happening on the inside?
Life wasn't real good on the inside. I was double-minded, right? There was this persona that I projected to all the people that mattered so that they would be nice to me, but then there was the real me on the inside. I tried my best to get God to like me. I knew on the inside that he must hate my guts because I was such a failure. Literally, I was sick all the time. It got to the point that I couldn't eat much. My stomach was always upset. I was working on ulcers. Thankfully, didn't get them, but I was working on that. I was angry all the time. I barked at my kids and at my wife for nothing because of the turmoil that was inside of me.
And that was all from trying to satisfy those law requirements.
Yeah.
Trying to be God's guy through human effort.
Well, I thought if anybody could do it, I could, because I was obviously better than everybody else. And it's kind of sobering when you discover that you're no different.
Well, and all that changed when you came in contact with this new covenant, really understood that we were no longer under the old, but now we're in the new. So I guess, Andrew, what I'm getting at is that you actually spelled healing correctly. It is spelled in new covenant, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, love is what is behind all of this, the love of God. The love of God is the reason that we have been forgiven. The love of God is the reason that Jesus died on that cross. And the love of God is the reason that he changed our identity so that he could spend eternity with us, even starting now. And, you know, the love of God is what heals us. And so Richard is talking about, you know, becoming acquainted with the true love of God, not a God who flies off the handle because you're not doing enough. And, you know, we've all experienced this thing where we set a goal up, we try to achieve that goal, we fall short of that goal, we become frustrated within ourselves, and then we take it out on other people. And, you know, that's just evidence of a law mentality. And the only thing that's going to bring us rest is this love of God, which is inexpressible, and yet we spend a lifetime learning the depths of it.
Yes, indeed. So for those of you out there that may be struggling in your life, may be experiencing the frustration that we've been talking about and trying to describe, your answer is in this new covenant. I can guarantee you, if you're frustrated in your Christian experience. It's because you are trying to live out the Christian life through obedience to the law. And that's not the way of victory. That's not the path that leads to abundant living. It's new covenant. And once you grab hold of that, once you know that you're in this new covenant that Jesus Christ ushered in at his death and made real in your experience the moment that you came to Christ, once you embrace that, you're on the path to real healing within that soul of yours, within that mind of yours. And it is a glorious, glorious thing. Well, Andrew, let's go to Indiana. We're going to talk to John, who's calling today. Hey, John.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
I first started listening to your conversation. I've never been on this channel before. I'm not even sure what channel it is. But you start talking about that book and about God's forgiveness, Jesus' forgiveness, things like that. And then afterwards, you know, you ask for forgiveness and you ask for healing. But then after you've done all of this, you still kind of beat yourself up trying to think, how can I be forgiven for this kind of thing? And in other words, it's, to me, it's kind of like not trusting God, not trusting Jesus. And it's a kind of a vanity. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to get rid of it.
Yeah, well, you know, one thought I have there is that, you know, we have to basically agree with God and agree that Jesus is enough. And, you know, we hear that Jesus is enough and we see that he died on the cross and he says it's finished. He says it's over. That means our toying with this can be over, can be finished. It means our wrestling with guilt can be over. It can be finished. And it doesn't happen through asking for forgiveness. It happens through realizing that God has a blood economy. See, it's about blood, and Jesus will never shed his blood again. So you will never be more forgiven than you already are. If you were going to be more forgiven, then Jesus would have to die again. So I would say to take our eyes off of our apologies and put our eyes on the blood of Christ. How many times did he die? Once. And did it work? Yes. And that's where we put our eyes for it to all make sense. Does that help?
It does. And I would like to read that book.
Well, John,
we'll get it to you.
Yeah, John, let me put you on hold and we'll get some information from you and we'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. And then we would just encourage you to call us back once you read it, okay? You hang on.
I appreciate it.
And we're going to give the information on how you can get a copy of it as well in just a moment or so.
Yes, indeed. Well, Andrew, we certainly appreciate your time today. Thanks for being a part of the Basic Gospel program.
Thank you
for being a part of the Basic Gospel team. We greatly appreciate your willingness to share this book with us and share what God has placed on your heart. So thank you for doing that.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. It's always fun and it's a privilege.
Andrew Farley, our very special guest on today's edition of Basic Gospel. You know, Basic Gospel keeps bringing the good news only through the ongoing support of people like you. And we've spoken about on phone with many of our listeners and supporters over the past few business days, as I mentioned yesterday. And what we hear on the other end of the line is the voices of people who count it a privilege to stand with us, to keep the Basic Gospel coming by radio and online every day. If you can join us, we'll say thanks for your generous gift in any amount by sending you a copy of the Bart Millard, Andrew Farley book, The Hurt and the Healer, inspired by the number one Christian song by the same name. The book explores the truth about the issues that bring pain into our lives and shows the way to true healing in Jesus Christ. And a copy can be yours, as I said, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, just go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, that number 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer. Yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. And when you go online, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at BasicGospelRDO. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and our guest Andrew Farley and all the ministry staff, Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel.